Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. This is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Scott Burton, and it's about 6 minutes after the hour. My first guest here is Brian Crapo. He is a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and he's on the Public Affairs Committee, and we're going to be talking about a nativity walk set up tonight and an actual nativity walk tomorrow night, Friday, from 6 to 8. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay. So you are a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Which church? I know there's two in Juneau. Which one do you belong to?
Well, the one I attend is the newer building that's on Glacier Highway, just down from Swampy Acres, if you're heading towards Auk Lake.
Yeah, a big new building.
Yeah, the newer building, just a few years old.
Yeah, 2 years, 3 years, something?
Let's see. I think we started attending there in 2014.
Okay. All right. So a nativity walk. Tell us about it.
So it's just like it sounds. We're just going to have a display of a whole bunch of different nativities, nativities from Hawaii, Israel, wherever, just a big collection of them. So it's a good time to kind of kick off the Christmas season. Come on down Friday between 6 and 8 and just come see all the displays and get your Christmas season started off right.
If somebody's never seen a nativity before, how would you describe it?
That's a good question. So basically a nativity could be as simple as the Virgin Mary and the baby Jesus. Sometimes that might include, you know, the farm animals that were present, presumably in the manger, maybe the wise men, some other additions like that.
All right. And will it be set up inside the building or outside?
Yeah, it'll be inside the building. As you go in the main doors there, there'll be some people that can direct you down the hall and show you where it's set up.
All right. And speaking of setup, you're setting up tonight. And what's that going to look like?
Yeah, we are setting up tonight between 5 and 8, so we want to extend the invitation to anybody out there in the community. If you have a nativity that you would like to bring, why, bring it in, 5 to 8, and we'll display it.
Okay. So you've been doing these nativity scenes and walks for, what, 3 years, give or take?
I think it's our third year.
What is it about them that you like?
Well, I just think what I like is the fact that it's going to focus in on the Christ part of Christmas. You know, there's a lot of other things that we like about Christmas time, and they're great too, gifts and you know, Santa Claus, whatever. It's all good, right? But this is a good way to focus in on the principal reason for Christmas, and that is Christ.
Okay. If somebody wanted to learn more about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, your church there, what would be a good way for them to do that?
Well, this nativity walk would be fine. It's a very friendly place to get familiar with us. And this is not at all a proselyting event. This is purely just a community event. So just to be a really non-threatening way, if you wanted to come by and say hello, we'd love to have you. Obviously, everyone is always welcome to any of our services. That's always been the case. Those are at 9 and 9 o'clock in the morning, as well as 11:30. So
on Sundays?
Yeah, on Sundays. People are always welcome to those anytime.
All right. This is the voice of Brian Crapo. He is on the Public Affairs Committee for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the big one over there by Swampy Acres. And they'll be setting up the Nativity Walk tonight from 5 to 8. All are welcome. And then the official walk itself is tomorrow night, Friday, from 6 to 8. Otherwise, meet him at services 9 a.m. on Sunday or 11:30 a.m. Brian, thanks for coming on the show. Is there anything missing? Anything else you want to add?
I think we got it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.